Shavua Tov and Chodesh Tov. Hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat, and wishing you all a beautiful week and month of Elul ahead. We are kicking off the 40-day challenge. It officially starts tomorrow with day one, but I'm giving you a little bonus introduction because the introduction is really important. I'm going to share a word or two in just a moment. Those of you who actually have the book, I wrote this a couple of years ago, the 40-day challenge. I think this is the third or fourth year I'm doing this WhatsApp chat, which is an opportunity to tune in for a couple of minutes each day from now until Yom Kippur so we can be spiritually pumped up for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we go in having done something in advance to really get ourselves to a certain place. This year is going to be a little different because I'm coming out with a new book called The Jewish Experience, Discovering the Soul of Jewish Thought and Practice. Really excited about it. I'm having a book launch at MGE. You're all invited to it on Wednesday, September 10th. What I'm going to endeavor to do on this chat is every day follow the chapters of the themes of each of the 40-day challenge of the book I wrote a few years ago, which you can get on Amazon if you would like. That's only 17 bucks. It's called The 40-Day Challenge, Rabbi Mark Wilds. And I'm going to stick to the theme, but involve and insert some new ideas from my new book called The Jewish Experience, which I mentioned the launch is going to be September 10th. So here's the introduction. It's all about preparation. And if you read the book or you're getting the book, I talked about the Super Bowl famed Tom Brady. Tom Brady was the quarterback who competed in 10 Super Bowls, seven of which he won. And back in February 2021, when he was 43, he led his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to victory, was elected MVP. And all of this is well known. What's less known is to the extent to which Tom Brady prepared. He had already won six Super Bowls, but he followed this crazy strict diet, sleep, and workout routine, which he never veered from. One teammate told reporters that he convinced him to meet for workouts at 5:30 in the morning, and he once showed at 6:30, Brady sarcastically greeted him with the words, "Good afternoon." And even though the Super Bowl was held in Brady's home stadium in Tampa, Florida, he insisted still to move out for 2 weeks before the game of his own home so he could prepare without any interruption. Thomas Edison, the well-known inventor, famously said, "Genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration." And that is the goal of this whole 40-day chat, is to be spiritually prepared. We often wonder, why is it I'm not so pumped, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? Why am I not getting so much out of the experience? Maybe it's the rabbi's fault. Maybe it's the cantor's fault. Maybe the shofar blast fell, you know, didn't do so well. But maybe I just walked in there expecting magic to happen. No, we have to do work. We have to prepare. Rabbi Soloveitchik of blessed memory, you'll hear me quoting from him many times, famously stated, "Ein kedusha b'li hachana." There can be no sanctity, no happiness without any kind of preparation. And just to share an insight from my new book, I mentioned preparation in two contexts, one Shabbat and the second tefillah prayer. Shabbat comes whether we prepare for it or not. And I said this in the new book, you'll see it when it comes out. But to be transformed by the unique spiritual nature of Shabbat, you got to make a mental shift to successfully transition from the weekday to the Shabbat. And our ability to successfully make that shift depends on preparation. If we just run into Shabbos, so we have a whole category of laws, of traditions called Kavod Shabbat, where we cook and we bathe and we wash and we clean our home and we put aside nice clothing to get ready. We do all that, and it really makes a difference when you do something on Friday in honor of Shabbos beforehand, and not to simply rush in. The other examples I gave have to do with prayer. We have an entire section in our prayers that we say every day, the Pesukei Dezimra, the Psalms of Praise, that consisting mostly of sections from the biblical Psalms that we say every day, so that when we get to the Amidah, which is the silent devotion, that is really what prayer is, we've attained what the sages call Kavanah. Kavanah is a certain focus or spiritual frame of mind. You don't want to just jump into the Shemoneh Esrei, the silent devotion. You got to build yourself up, and therefore we say these psalms. Also, I mentioned there's another spiritual preparation in prayer, and that's the Shema. The Shema, we're receiving God's sovereignty into our lives. We are committing to be good Jews. Can't just do that. You need a lead up. So we have two prayers, blessings. One is the Yotzer Or, the blessing of creation, and the second one is the blessing of revelation. And I mentioned in the book that recognizing God as the one who both creates the world and then reveals to us how to live in that world through the Torah are essential stages to prepare for the Shema when we accept God and his mitzvot into our lives. So preparation is so incredibly important, and so is trying to stop this chat by 5 minutes, so I'm going to stop. Welcome to the 40-Day Challenge, my friends. Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov, and may all of our learning and teaching and inspiration together serve as a great zuchut, as a spiritual merit for our brothers and sisters in Israel, the chayalim, the soldiers putting their lives on the line for us every day, and the chatufim, those who are remaining in captivity, may they be brought back to the embrace of their families. I will also thank, starting tomorrow, all of the amazing, amazing sponsors and donors towards this chat. There's still an opportunity. You can private message me if you'd like to sponsor a day, a week, or the entire series. I'll mention those names tomorrow, and if you'd like to join as well. Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov. Thanks for tuning in.